Support for KRVS comes from Acadian Pawn, celebrating the music and memory of Little Buck Senegal. For over 32 years, providing local musicians with a selection of musical instruments, accessories, and PA packages, as well as loans on used professional audio gear. Acadian Pawn, 1304 Moss Street, Lafayette, and at its new location at 110 Gilbo Road. The website is acadianpawn.com.
Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. Employers added 1.8 million jobs in July, signaling the job market continued to improve, but at a slower pace than previous months. At the same time, Republicans and Democrats remain deadlocked on a pandemic relief package. If they don't reach a deal, the president's chief economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, says Trump will move on his own.
If we have to do executive orders, he will do them. I can tell you, last evening when I left, I'm working with the council's office on a payroll tax cut. The draft is basically completed.
Top administration officials and congressional Democratic leaders are due to resume talks this hour. A federal appeals court says lawmakers can sue to enforce a subpoena against former White House counsel Don McCann. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports the House Judiciary Committee wants to ask McCann about possible obstruction of justice by President Trump.
The U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit ruled lawmakers have a right to demand documents and testimony from executive branch officials. In a 7-2 decision, the majority said Congress needs to be able to obtain information to do its job. Two judges appointed by President Trump did not take part in the case. House Democrats had subpoenaed Don McGahn before they formally launched their impeachment inquiry. And even after that ended, they said they needed to hear from McGahn about Trump's alleged obstruction of justice. McGahn had argued the court should stay out of a nasty political fight. The appeals court sent the dispute back to a lower court to consider other issues in the case. That means McGahn won't appear on Capitol Hill for a long time, if ever. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
The Trump administration is imposing sanctions on 11 Chinese officials, accusing them of undermining Hong Kong's authority. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, among those on the blacklist is Hong Kong's chief executive.
The Treasury Department singles out Chief Executive Carrie Lam for implementing what it calls Beijing's policies of suppression in Hong Kong. Last year, her push to update the territory's extradition arrangements with mainland China set off a series of demonstrations. In a new blow to pro-democracy activists, Lam recently postponed elections to Hong Kong's legislature. The U.S. condemned that move as another sign of China undermining the territory's autonomy. Americans are now prohibited from doing any business with Lam or the 10 others, mostly security officials, who are on the blacklist. Any property they might have in the U.S. will be blocked. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News.
The Chinese-owned video service TikTok says it'll pursue all possible remedies, including in U.S. court, after President Trump issued an executive order last night effectively banning the app in the U.S. This is NPR. Canada says it will retaliate dollar for dollar after President Trump announced a 10% tariff on imports of Canadian aluminum late yesterday. Trump says Ottawa is flooding the U.S. with aluminum exports. Industry associations in both countries oppose the new tariffs. Austria has announced that it will offer citizenship to descendants of Holocaust survivors. NPR's Rob Schmitz has the story.
The Alpine nation will offer Austrian citizenship to all direct descendants of victims of Nazi persecution in Austria starting September 1st. The gesture, says Vienna, is part of an ongoing endeavor for reconciliation with all those who suffered. Previously, only those who had once held Austrian citizenship were able to reclaim it, but the new provisions apply for the descendants of those who are citizens of Austria or stateless former citizens of the Austro-Hungarian Empire who resided in Austria during World War II. Austria was annexed by Nazi Germany in March of 1938, and following the end of the war, it was occupied until 1955. At least 1,500 Israelis have contacted their consulate to express interest in receiving Austrian citizenship under the new provisions. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Berlin.
Brent Scowcroft, the national security advisor to Presidents Ford and George H.W. Bush, has died. Known for his integrity and deep knowledge, he was considered one of the nation's most influential experts in international affairs, advising presidents from both parties over 60 years. Scowcroft was 95. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Raymond James, a firm focused on transforming lives, businesses, and communities through tailored wealth management, banking, and capital markets solutions. Learn more at RaymondJames.com. And Americans for the Arts.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. You are tuned in to the final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. We thank you for staying tuned and invite you to stay tuned. More good music is coming up at 1 o'clock on the program American Roots with Nick Spitzer and After Nick. Stay tuned for Roger Cash at 3 p.m. with Freetown Radio. We're going to turn next to the late Albert King. King was a big influence on people like Eric Clapton and Stevie Ray Vaughan and others. He had just a tortured sound when he'd bend a lot of strings on his guitar, get notes that were just really, really exciting, at least back then to many, many guitarists. We're going to listen to him do a number he recorded in 61 that was his first charter. He got to number 14 on the R&B charts with this one. Don't Throw Your Love on Me So Strong, Albert King.
Hey, baby, don't throw your love on me so strong. Yeah, your love is like a faucet. You can turn it off and on. You've been putting down. Hey, baby, I like what you've been putting down. Oh, but you can search your whole world over, and no love like yours can be found. Everybody
such a long time. I've got to give me what she's been giving. Get myself together and start living. I got to hold somebody's baby. Try to squeeze her, she said maybe late. Oh, right now I just don't have the time. I know it ain't fair. I need a little help. But right now I'm looking out for number one. Starving for some loving.
Tommy Castro from San Francisco, and from his disc Right as Rain that came out on Blind Pig Records back in 1999. He's still recording. He's with Alligator Records now. He's been at it for over 30 years, and he's had some really good response on a lot of his discs. He was preceded by Albert King. We heard Albert King from 1961 doing Don't Lay Your Love on Me again. He took that to number 14 on the R&B charts that year. We turn next to Robert Cray. We're going to turn to Robert Cray's latest disc. It's called That's What I Heard. It's new. And he's going to do a Curtis Mayfield tune for us. Curtis Mayfield, of course, was with the band The Impressions back in the mid-1960s. Wonderful composer and singer. Here is Robert Cray with his rendition of You'll Want Me Back. Hurting me
our wonderful friends. Baby, I've been good to you. You better treat me like you used to do. It's gonna be too late.
Thank you. up with me.
That was Sharon Lewis and the band Texas Fire, though Sharon's from Chicago. And that was from a disc she had out back in 2016. And then she was doing a number called Walk With Me. We heard Robert Cray just prior to hearing Sharon Lewis. Robert from his new disc, That's What I Heard. He did, again, a cover of a Curtis Mayfield composition called You Want Me Back. Music next from Maria Muldaur. She's a very interesting lady in the blues. She started out in folk music back in the early 60s. She performed with John Sebastian, David Grisman, Stefan Grossman, and ended up with the Jim Questkin jug band for a while, where she ended up marrying her husband, Jeff Muldaur, and ended up getting into the blues. She's had a number of albums and discs out over the years. A very talented lady. We're going to turn to the disc Steady Love. Marie had this one out back in 2011. Here she is with a number called Blues Go Walking. Maria Muldaur here on KRVS. I take that back. This is a number called I'll Be Glad.
I'm
get my groove back again. Oh Lord, have mercy.
Baby left me, she left me on Jalopy to drive. And when a plane took off, that old car, it broke down and died. Now I send my baby a brand new $100 bill. Well, I'll send my baby a brand new $100 bill. And if that don't bring her back, I know my machine gun will. Sit down in front of your door. If I can't come in, baby, let me sit down in front of your door. I'll ease early in the morning, your real man won't ever know. When my baby left me, she left me on Jalopy to drive. When my baby left me, she left me on Jalopy to drive. And when a plane took off, that old car, it broke down and died.
That was a Hollywood Blue Flames from a two-disc set called Deep in America. It came out in 2010, and they were doing an old Sonny Boy Williamson tune, a number called Jalopy to Drive. I'm not sure which Sonny Boy, whether it's number one or number two. I would have to guess it was a number one Sonny Boy Williamson tune. And right before that, we heard Maria Muldaur from her disc Love Steady. She did a number called I'll Be Glad. And you're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon.
Support comes from Vermilionville, welcoming visitors back to the historic village, and La Cuisine de Maman for dine-in or takeout. Vermilionville is now also available for catering, weddings, receptions, and special events. Vermilionville is located at 300 Fisher Road in Lafayette. The phone number is 233-4077. More information at BayouVermilionDistrict.org.
We're going to go back a few years. Listen to Michael Juan Nunez, Acadiana blues man. We're going to turn to his disc About to Snap. Here is Michael Juan with his tribute to what has to be the most popular car in blues songs over history. Michael Juan Nunez here on KRVS with My Cadillac.
Cadillac. She got a scratch or two, but she still looks new, and her motor purrs just like a cat. She drive me all around the town, drive me to the countryside, and even when she drive me crazy, boys, y'all know that I enjoy the ride. In my Cadillac, she sure is pretty. My Cadillac, man, she's comfortable. My Cadillac don't move too fast, burns up too much gas, but teach me where I need to go with class. Some people like them sports cars, but I don't care for them at all. They require too much maintenance, and their trunks is too damn small. Fans, but my Cadillac, she sure is pretty. My Cadillac, she's comfortable. My Cadillac don't move too fast, it burns up too much gas, but she takes me where I need to go with class. For hauling all their wear, but I ain't got so many things that I need to haul from here to there. Some people like them foreign models. Now I admit they do look cool, but I ain't got no metric tool, and it's hard to read the manual. My Cadillac, she sure is pretty. My Cadillac, man, she's comfortable. My Cadillac don't fast. It burns up too much gas, but she takes me where I need to go with class. My Cadillac, she sure is pretty. My Cadillac, ooh, my Cadillac don't move too fast. It burns up too much gas, but she takes me where I need to go in class. My Cadillac, man, she sure is good. Wait for you, and I'll come with you today.
Howling Wolf and his band recorded back in 1961, May of 61. That was a number written by Willie Dixon and obviously a takeoff melodically on the tune My Babe. We've been hearing a number of those lately. Howling Wolf on vocals, Hubert Sumlin and Jimmy Rogers on guitars, Johnny Jones on piano, Willie Dixon on bass, Sam Lay on drums. Howling Wolf, of course, got his start recording in Memphis with Sam Phillips back in the early 1950s. Ike Turner had introduced him to Phillips and said, "Hey, I think you want to record this guy." And Phillips heard him and said, "Yes, I do." And the first few recordings were leased to Chess Records. And after that, Howling Wolf went on up to Chicago. We heard Michael Juan Nunez just before hearing Howling Wolf. Michael Juan from his disc About to Snap. And he did a number for us called My Cadillac. We're going to turn next to John Lee Hooker and a track from his 1989 album, The Healer. Prior to this time, for some period, John Lee had sort of just been, I don't know, recycling old stuff and not making much of a dent as far as getting airplay and that sort of thing on a lot of radio. And then he came out with this album, which featured quite a number of special guests. Of course, the most popular tune that won a Grammy from this disc was I'm in the Mood, reworking of his 1951 single. And he had with him Bonnie Raitt and Roy Rogers on that. And he had a number of other groups, Canned Heat, and in this next case, the group Los Lobos. This disc really, really moved John Lee Hooker along, put him right back in the heat of the spotlight. Here's John Lee Hooker with Los Lobos doing a number called Think Twice Before You Go.
Till the beating end. Think twice before you go. It is just a beating end. You leave me one time, baby, you leave again. You can't settle with me, baby. And I know you paid to do. You can't settle with me, baby. And I know you paid to do. You leave me when I need you. Then I know you're Santa Q. Heart should be ruling when a man of love is wrong. Great heart should be ruling when a man of love is wrong.
I'd go for a lot of things, but you're a little too strong. Think twice before you go, maybe disappear the end. Think twice before you go, maybe disappear the end. If you leave me one time, maybe you leave again.
You know I don't work in no candy kitchen. Little girl, I don't sell no chewing gum. No, you know I don't work in no candy kitchen. Little girl, I don't sell no chewing gum. Still, I don't have to grab no pick and shovel. Yes, and roll from sun to sun. Yes, you know I ain't gonna pick no cotton. I ain't gonna pull no corn. If I see a mule run away with the wool, I'm gonna tell him to go head on. You know I don't pick no cotton, little girl. I don't pull no corn. Yes, if I see a mule run away with the wool, you know I'm gonna tell him to go head on. Yes, you know I woke up this morning just about to break a day. I turn over my bed cause I don't work on no WP&A. You know I don't work no candy kitchen. Little girl, I don't sell no chewing gum. Still, I don't have to grab no pick and shovel, man, and roll from sun to sun. Yes, I'm going back home. Tell you what I'm gonna do. Gonna lay down my old work clothes, cause my work is through. You know I don't work in no candy kitchen. Little girl, I don't sell no chewing gum. Still, I don't have to grab no pick and shovel, man, and roll from sun to sun.
Lightning Hopkins with a number called I Just Don't Care. He recorded that back in November of 1947 for Aladdin Records. Aladdin was the first outfit he recorded for. They were out of Los Angeles, and of course Lightning was out of Houston, Texas. And he had first recorded about a year prior to this, November of 1946. His first recording was Katie Mae Blues. Lightning doing some really, really interesting stuff back then. Very clear, very very nice, solid guitar work. For quite a number of years, I guess until around the mid-1950s or so, he had quite a few singles out, and then his career tapered off a bit until Sam Charters, a folklorist, looked him up in 59 and recorded him, a field recording of Lightning Hopkins. And when Folkways Records put that one out, it really boosted. It gave Lightning actually a new, whole new audience. We heard John Lee Hooker just before hearing Lightning Hopkins. Hooker from the album The Healer that came out in 1989. John Lee with a band, Los Lobos, backing him up. John Lee Hooker doing a number called Think Twice Before You Go. We're going to turn next to John Hammond. Hammond, a friend of John Lee Hooker, and Hammond himself, been recording blues since the 1960s. We're going to turn to a disc he had out called Timeless, and music recorded back in 2013. Hammond is a good friend of Tom Waits, and he's recorded a number of Tom Waits tunes. Here's a very interesting example, interesting lyrics. John Hammond with his rendition of Jockey Full of Bourbon.
A million in a drop-dead suit, Dutch pink on a downtown train, $2 pistol but the gun won't shoot, I'm in the corner in the pouring rain, 16 men on a dead man's chest, and I've been drinking from a broken cup, 2 pairs of pants and a mohair vest, I'm full of bourbon and I can't stand up. Hey little bird, fly away home. Your house is on fire, your children are below. Hey little bird, fly away home. Your house is on fire, your children are below. Shiver broke a bottle on Morgan's head, and I've been stepping on the devil's tail, across the stripes of a full moon's head, through the bars of a Cuban jail. Bloody fingers on a purple knife, flamingo drinking from a cocktail glass, I'm on the lawn with someone else's wife, coming by the view from on top of the mast. Hey little bird, fly away home. Your house is on fire, your children are below. Hey little bird, fly away home. Your house is on fire, your children are alone. Shiver broke a bottle on Morgan's head, and I've been stepping on the devil's tail, across the stripes of a full moon's head, through the bars of a Cuban jail. Bloody fingers on a purple knife, flamingo drinking from a cocktail glass, I'm on the lawn with someone else's wife, come admire the view from on top of the mast. Hey little bird, fly away home. Your house is on fire, your children are below. Hey little bird, fly away home. Your house is on fire, your children are below. Ed and a million in a drop dead suit, Butch pink on a downtown train, $2 pistol but the gun won't shoot, I'm in the corner in the pouring rain. 16 men on a dead man's chest, and I've been drinking from a broken cup. 2 pairs of pants and a mohair vest, I'm full of bourbon and I can't stand up. Hey little bird, fly away home. Your house is on fire, your children are alone. Hey little bird, fly away home. Your house is on fire, your children are alone.
Yes, I'm going to town, but do you want me to bring you back? I was knocking down one's chin on the door, trying to get even with the girl I know. A brown-skinned woman make a preacher lay his Bible down. Tell me a brown-skinned woman make a preacher lay his Bible down. Cause I was knocking down women was tearing on doors, trying to keep eating with the girl I know. Brown-skinned woman make a preacher lay his Bible down. And a jet-black woman make a rabbit hug a hound. And a jet black woman make a ribbon hook a hound. Knocking down on the tang on door, trying to get eating with the girl I know. Make a rabbit hook a hound. Oh, just my girl, cause she got good curly hair. Oh, she's my girl and she got good curly hair. I've been knocking down windows, tearing down doors, just trying to get even with the girl I know. All the brown-skinned woman get anything I got. All the brown-skinned woman, she can get anything I got. And a jet-black girl can't go in my horse lock. You can knock me down and I'll slow drag up again. You can knock me down and I'll slow drag up again. I'll knock you down one ten on doors, trying to get even with a girl I know.
Mance Lipscomb here on KRVS. Mance, I don't know the year on this. No dates on the recordings, but he recorded for Chris Drackwitz of Arhuli Records from 1960 when Chris first looked him up. And on up till near his death, he passed away in 1976. Wonderful Texas songster. A lot of people from Austin used to go up and listen to him play and try and figure out his finger-picking style. Before we heard Mance Lipscomb, we heard John Hammond from his disc Timeless. Again, that disc came out back in 2000. Well, it was recorded in 2013. And John Hammond did a rendition of the Tom Waits composition Jockey Full of Bourbon. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to Lonnie Johnson. Lonnie Johnson, originally from New Orleans, he left New Orleans to go perform in England for a while back in the teens, over 100 years ago. When he came back to New Orleans, he discovered that most of his family had died from, all but one brother had died from the Spanish flu epidemic of 2018. And after that, he and his surviving brother left New Orleans for pretty much for good. One of the most astounding guitarists of his era in blues and jazz. Here is Lonnie Johnson, recorded back in November of 1939 with a number called Nothing But a Rat.
I let you have my money, my clothes. Made you welcome into my home. Yes, I trust you with my family. Why go out and slave all day long? You were such a low-down rat that you couldn't let my wife alone. Such a low-down rat, until you're rotten from your head on down. You think I'm a fool, enough to beat and knock my wife around. But now your best friend Jack has got your woman. Yes, and he done skipped this town. It's fun to you to break up a man's home. It's cause you had it coming home to you. That's the reason why homes are wrecked today by just such rats as you. Reason why so many good homes is wrecked by such a rats as you. You can dish it out, but when you've got to swallow it, you don't know what on earth to do. You're too lazy to wait, and you're too much rat to call yourself a man. You double cross your papa, you poison your mammy, and your brother's doing time in jail. When your time comes to die, I'll hope you crawl on your belly just like a snail.
Lonnie Johnson ending up with some uncharitable sentiments, but maybe worth it in this case. Lonnie Johnson again from 1939. That wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS. I'm Raoul Bro. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today. Also, I'd like to invite you to stay tuned. More good music is coming your way in just a few moments on the program American Roots with Nick Spitzer. And after Nick, stay tuned at 3 p.m. for Freetown Radio with Roger Cash. This is KRVS 88.7 FM. Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette and member-supported public radio. Have a great weekend and be safe.
This is John Burside, better known as JB.
And Melvin Caesar, better known as MC. And we want you to join us each week for the Zadikoy Pasale program for the best in Creole and Zydeco music in the area and even in the world.
Zydeco E Pasale, coming up Saturday morning at 8, right here on KRVS.
Hello, KRVS listeners. Join us every Friday from 10 to midnight for The Fringe, all the best in underground sounds and so much more. That's The Fringe, Fridays from 10 to midnight on public radio for Acadiana, KRVS.
You are listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.